When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include the latest on efforts to support small businesses impacted by the federal immigration enforcement, speaking out to protect the boundary waters today, and Ramsey County finds success with a program that works with juvenile crime. But we begin with Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty demanding the federal government turn over evidence in the shootings of two people during Operation Metro Surge.
The Hennepin County Attorney's Office has issued formal legal demands for records from the federal government regarding two recent shootings involving federal agents, including the fatal shooting on January 24th of Alex Preddy and the shooting of a Venezuelan national on January 14th in Minneapolis. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
We are prepared to take further legal action should the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice fail to meet our deadline and continue to obstruct our investigations.
Investigators are moving forward using witness interviews and community-submitted data. The office has set a March 3rd deadline for the requested materials. In downtown Minneapolis, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis City Council members tomorrow will vote on whether or not to create a $7 million relief fund for small businesses losing money during Operation Metro Surge.
Gus Parpas owns Christos Greek Restaurant in Minneapolis. He told WCCO's Vinny DeSocker many businesses simply cannot sustain operations much longer.
But the community itself has been absolutely magnificent. The support has been very, very strong. They come out to let us know that they're here to support us, that whatever we need. And I know this is happening at so many other small businesses.
A report shows Minneapolis restaurants and small business revenue losses total over $81 million, and that was just in January. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And I'm Mark Fry. Investigators with the FBI and St. Paul Police Department investigating the alleged beating of a Mexican citizen by immigration officers last month, Alberto Castaneda Mondragon, suffered 8 skull fractures during the incident when he claims ICE agents wrestled him from a vehicle, threw him to the ground, and repeatedly struck him in the head with a steel baton. ICE claims that he attempted to flee while handcuffed and fell, hitting his head against a concrete wall. They add the 31-year-old was the subject of targeted immigration enforcement due to overstaying his visa.
Scrutiny intensifies over the status of liquor licenses at two Minneapolis hotels that housed ICE agents.
The Minneapolis City Council are now conducting an expanded review of police calls and incident reports at the Canopy by Hilton and the Depot Renaissance Hotel to see if hosting federal teams created a public safety issue. Council member Robin Wansley.
It's unprecedented and also gives kind of a playbook to other cities who will be and have already experienced this dynamic of how do you make sure you're holding high standards and expectations for establishments when ICE is occupying your communities.
A final decision on whether to add strict operating conditions to the licenses is expected when the full council reconvenes this Thursday. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830. WCCO.
Environmental groups and Minnesota U.S. Senator Tina Smith on the state capitol steps today.
They are urging residents to make their voices heard over a bill heading to the Senate floor that would overturn a 20-year ban on copper mining near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
We appreciate that mining is crucial to our economy and our national security and our way of life, but that is not what this mine is about.
Smith says this proposed mine would allow a foreign conglomerate to dig up the copper, leave the mess, send the copper most likely to China, and then sell it back to the U.S. or whoever is willing to pay the highest price. Environmental groups say pollution from the mine would flow directly into the BWCA and into national parks and untouched natural areas downstream.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Hearts are heavy in Burnsville.
It was 2 years ago that officers Matthew Ruge and Paul Elmstrand and first responder Adam Finseth were killed in the line of duty. Burnsville resident Adam Silkey remembers the day vividly.
I remember where I was. I was just sitting at home and again scrolling Facebook and seeing someone just post about this thing that had happened, and I just started clicking through, and you know, there wasn't a lot of information right away.
For the day, flags were flown at half staff. Red and white lights lit up City Hall, and wreaths were placed in the council chambers. Silkey believes this has united everyone.
I think it's really brought the community together, reminding everyone that everyone's here to be part of this community, that we're all here to support each other.
At Burnsville City Hall, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Mark Fry. Carlton in South St. Louis County is under a blizzard warning through noon tomorrow, as upwards of 2 feet of snow could fall by the time the winter storm system passes through the state. WCCO-TV chief meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
You know that sharp rise, if you've been on the North Shore, you get to those higher elevations, and that's all it takes. It's oftentimes what happens in mountainous regions as well. Get a little higher up, you get a more chance of that snow, and I think we will see some of those totals up there.
No travel is advised, especially along Highway 61 on the North Shore. Schaefer says the wet, heavy snow will likely damage tree lines or damage trees and power lines, leading to power outages.
Minnesota Speaker of the House Lisa Damith is detailing how she's balancing her legislative duties and a bid for governor.
Damith says right now she's looking at tackling big picture issues, including taking a stance against a bailout for local businesses following Operation Metro Surge as the state faces a deficit.
You watched our state leaders, whether it's mayor or a governor or other elected officials, telling people to boycott businesses on a Friday in January. Those are choices people make. So to look at a state level bailout for a choice that some businesses made or a choice that leaders made makes it very difficult.
Meanwhile, she says her campaign team will continue to tour the state to pitch a North Star comeback agenda, which includes priorities like new safety initiatives, reducing state mandates on schools, and investigating rising property taxes. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Finally today, serious youth crime in Ramsey County has dropped nearly 30% in the last 2 years, thanks in part to a new approach to handling cases.
It's called Reimagining Justice for Youth, and it focuses on community-based programs, restorative justice, and addressing the root causes of crime, rather than relying solely on traditional detention. Tamara Madison is with Generation to Generation.
For too long, traditional systems have responded to youth behavior, particularly black and brown youth, with exclusion, punishment, and isolation.
According to a report from the University of Minnesota Medical School, the program is reducing repeat offenses.
Restorative circles are not simply a program strategy. They are a justice strategy rooted in dignity, accountability, and healing.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at WCCORadio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.